Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Paul said, I did you wrong by not encouraging you more to support me. But I didn't want to cause that weak brother to stumble. But looking back, he said in 2 Corinthians, looking back, man, forgive me this wrong. Because the principle is still there that you need to support your pastor, your missionary. No man goeth to war at his own charge. We looked at that last week. Who goes to war and takes his own guns and his own uniforms and his own weapons and all? No, it's provided for him. And so that's Paul said, listen, now, forgive me this wrong. I should have been more strong in teaching you this. And because of that, you were inferior to the other churches. That's why you're so weak. You have not learned that principle of giving. We learned that so well in 2 Corinthians chapter number 8 and 9 and 10. Wasn't it 2 Corinthians 8? Doug? 19, yeah. Where, learn from the Macedonians how in their poverty they gave. Matter of fact, when we started the book of Corinthians, a lot of these folks were wealthy. I'm going to say this, because we ain't got none here, okay? We ain't got no rich folk here, okay? Amen, preacher. But some of the wealthiest people are some of the stingiest and the tight. Not all of them, but many of them who have money, they're closed-handed and they're not open-handed. It seems like the poor, the examples of Macedonian saints, those who don't have, the widow, and her mite, it seems like, and generally, the ones who have the less or the least, they tend to give the most. As far as, proportion. I went to school in Auburndale. How's the word? Proportionately. Yeah, that's it. Okay. That they would give more proportionately than the more wealth. More wealthy. By the way, let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter number 9. You know, that's why the Lord talked about a tithe at 10%. You know, a tithe is fair for everybody. Whether you make $1,000 a week or $100 a week, it's still 10%. Whether you give $10 or whether you give $100 for the tithe, it's equal in the eyes of God. Are you following? It's not how much you give. It's not how much you give. It's how much you have left over. There's so much in there. But let's go back to verse. Where did I leave off?
18.
No, I ain't even near 18, man. Verse number 15. Yeah, they preach the gospel of the living God. Verse number 15. But I've used none of these things, neither have I written these things, that it should be done unto me. And here's the statement. For it was better for me to die than that any man should make my glory in void. What did he mean it was better for me to die? That's a strong statement. Than to make my glory in void. Do we know what the word void means? It means empty or useless. Okay? What are you saying here? Paul would rather his body to die from hunger or thirst or disease when he says, it'd be better for me to die. If you hadn't provided for me and I died of quote-unquote starvation or thirst or whatever or disease, it's better than to force these believers to support him and somehow offend them for the cause of Christ. I would rather die than offend my brother. Remember in chapter number 8, and man, you talking about you have to be, I don't know if I'm there spiritually. I don't know if many of our people would be there. Paul was on a plane very few of our people would be at. I'd rather die than offend a brother. You know what most of us would say? Well, bless God, that's his problem, not mine. It wasn't Paul. I'd rather die. Paul later said, because we know that for me to live is Christ, and to die is what? Gain. I may lose here, but I gain it there. So Paul had a mentality. I believe very few of us, me included, have that mentality. Now, I'd rather die than literally my glory be void. I don't want to offend anybody. It would make his glory in void or empty in vain. He did not want anything to affect his testimony for the Lord. He wanted a good testimony. He did not want people in Corinth to think, well, he's just doing it for the money. It's the thought. I'd rather die than to think I'm doing this for the money. And by the way, back then people were doing it. I say back then, even today, preachers are doing it for the money. Okay? It was well known then in Paul's days. The teachers, the false teachers and all, they were just doing it for the wrong reason. Paul said, I'd rather die than do that. Paul cared, now listen to this statement. Paul cared what people thought about him. I hear it all the time. I don't care what people think about me. You ought to. I'm going to read this morning from the Gospel of Matthew. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You ought to care what other people think about you. As it's been said rightly, sometimes you're the only Bible that people will ever see. They look at your life. And if you don't care what people think about you, well, then you're getting a condition. Well, I just live my life and too bad, so sad. Well, Paul did care. He did not want his testimony to be tarnished in any way. Remember, I'd rather die. We too as believers in Christ should watch our testimony. To Paul, death would be much better than for his life and his ministry to be made of no effect. That people could look at Paul and say, well, you're just doing this for your own benefit. No, I'm doing it for your benefit and for the glory of God. Verse number 16. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. Turn back with me to 1 Corinthians. He opened this book, 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, beginning verse number 26. For you see your calling, brethren, how not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world which are despised. God has chosen, yea, things which are not to bring things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Paul said, I have nothing to glory about but the Lord. Amen. And that is so true for us today. Folk, we have nothing without him. Well, Jesus said this, we're nothing. I'm no need of glory. Boy, look what I've done. Look at the church I've built. Look at what I've done. Then he says, for necessity is laid upon me. The word necessity is that law of duty. Necessity. I cannot get away from it. God's called on his life. You remember Jeremiah, and I got to move quickly. Man, in Jeremiah wanted to quit. Those Jewish people were rough on him. Matter of fact, he got thrown in prison. He's thrown up to his armpits. And remember that, you know, and then the people, he warned about the enemies, and the priest and the all were telling the people, oh no, we're God's people. God loves us. Nothing's going to happen. Judgment's not coming. And Jeremiah said, listen, judgment's coming. And they had to shut him up. They threw him in the sinkhole, remember, in the pit down there. Then here, I love this part. Paraphrasing, the enemy came and somebody said, someone go get the preacher. They remember Jeremiah in the pit. Isn't it funny when trouble comes, somebody calls for the man of God? Anyway, Paul said, I have nothing. And Jeremiah said, I wanted to quit, but there was a burning in my bones. I could not quit preaching. We have preachers in here and missionaries in here. And do you ever get, don't answer this, do you ever get where you just want to lay down your armor? I hear some people say, I quit every Monday. I hear, I don't do that. I quit every Saturday night. I don't do that. I got to face them people Sunday morning, you know. No, seriously, I love this. But there are times where you're wore out. Brandon's here and these other pastors. Ministry would be great if it wasn't for the people. That's why I have this white hair, because of you. You've done, look what you've done to me. But here's the thought, that I cannot quit. We got to keep going. And that's what he's saying here. Of necessity, I'm called of God. Yea, he makes this statement, woe is me if I don't preach the gospel.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through 1 Corinthians. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.